Senator, I heard your presentation, and it raised some questions in my mind. First, do you believe that all Missouri taxpayers that owe income taxes are presently paying them in our state?
No.
All right. Do you believe that anyone that's gotten by with not paying their taxes should continue to get by with not paying their income taxes because they've always gotten by with not paying
their
income taxes?
Look, I know where you're going. I mean, I understand the line of questioning.
And there's a whole series of follow-on questions that pursue that line.
I understand where you're going. But the reality is, Senator, and I know you had this discussion with the Senator from Kate previously, the reality is that isn't where we're at. People are not paying those taxes. So by creating this mechanism, you can go down this line of questioning all you want. The practical result is people in Missouri will be paying, their tax burden will increase.
No, their
That's
tax burden accurate. Won't increase.
They will be paying more to the government.
Not any more than they presently owe today.
You're saying owed. I'm saying paid. So well, we can dance all you want about that.
Right, so you're saying that anyone who's successful in avoiding their lawful obligation to the state of Missouri, that the General Assembly should create mechanisms to protect avoidance of lawful taxes.
I'm aware of people going to jail for not paying their income taxes. I am unaware of a scenario where someone who hasn't paid what you're arguing is due has gone to jail for an internet purchase. Now, they're two very different things.
They're not really very different. The whole question is whether you're going to have an enforcement mechanism or an ability to collect the lawfully obligated taxes already due to the state. This is about whether the state will enter into a voluntary effort for compliance that will permit the state to collect taxes that are already owed and due. And there is absolutely no difference between this enhancement and an enhancement that would find a way to identify and collect the taxes on those who have consciously avoided the reporting of lawful income to the state. There's no difference. None. And you can't...
There's a precedent, Senator. The IRS is charged with that function right now.
The Department of Revenue. Yeah. We're talking about state taxes.
Yeah, no, but I'm using that as an example, who's not paying, whether it's state or federal. People are currently... They are prosecuted for that, and they go to jail. That doesn't happen with the scenario that we're talking about right now. That just doesn't exist. That is not how it works. But what you're advocating for is that we do move to that and that we are empowering these people to go after, I suppose, folks who would not pay this or, in fact, now they have to pay it when they currently do not pay it.
This is a voluntary compliance system.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's a voluntary compliance system. The question would be why you would favor maintaining systems that discourage the ability of people to pay the lawful obligation
because
that they have
to state. When the senator from Johnson goes online and purchases his next red sport coat, he will pay more money to the government than he currently does if you have your way.
If I'm walking along the street in New York City and I go into a tie shop and I buy a tie and I pay the sales tax in the tie shop, or I go outside and around the corner and there's a truck there and there's a vendor selling out of the truck and he doesn't collect the sales taxes there and the obligated sales taxes are not collected, doesn't mean that the tax liability doesn't exist. It means the tax avoidance scheme has succeeded.
Sure, for him
so,
him as the
but,
vendor.
But let's be clear. You are in favor of tax avoidance schemes.
Nope, not at
you
all.
You are opposed to the full payment of the taxes.
Not at
owed.
All. Nope.
Sure you are.
No, I'm not.
So you would support a mechanism that would allow the voluntary compliance to permit the collection of the taxes that are already owed.
Listen, if you want, I don't know what you're going down a different road. I mean, if you want to empower a Gestapo-like bureaucracy now to go actually enforce this, I don't know really where you're headed with it. All I'm saying is currently right now, and maybe this is overly simplistic, but right
I think
now,
it is.
Well, I was waiting for you to say that. I just offered that to you. But the reality is, right now, I don't pay it. you have your way, I pay it. And so if you're advocating for the government having a greater role in my life and actually getting that money and increasing what individuals pay to the government via tax, that's your issue.
No.
That's not mine.
No, I want to be clear that you are advocating that taxes that are owed are not paid.
Is it a crime, Senator? I'm just curious.
Is what a crime?
If I go online right now and I buy something from Land's End or something, am I committing a crime when I purchase that and there's no sales tax paid?
Do you, if you sell online and you receive the income and you fail to report that to the state of Missouri, yes, I believe.
Well, why
it
do
is.
They? If that's indeed the case, why? Well,
no, I believe
they get,
it is.
Why can't they get the money now?
Because there's no mechanism for its receipt.
This establishes what mechanism then?
Well, I'm sure the Senator will be happy to explain the mechanism.
Well, you rose to ask me, but I'm asking you.
No. I rose to confront your suggestion that the failure to pay obligations that are due is justified and that somehow it's laudatory and defensible to avoid your obligations.
Not at all. I rose...
Exactly. That's exactly what you said.
First of all, I rose to ask in this voluminous bill if there was any other tax increase other than the internet tax that you're advocating. The second point was to say that in my overly simplistic view, a consumer such as myself will in fact be paying more to the government. Those were my only two points. And so you're talking about mechanism collection. I'd like to ask you, what is that mechanism?
Actually, you will only be paying more to the government if the seller improperly failed to collect the taxes that you owe and failed to report it to the state. If the seller complied with the state's laws, you will have already paid that tax, Senator.
Okay.
So the only way you don't pay the tax is if the lawful obligation of the seller was in fact not met.
But don't you think in the business model, Senator, that any legitimate business knows that they're not paying, that they're not obligated to pay that, and that is will be, in fact, priced.
Listen, you can defend black market economics all you want.
Okay, all right.
You can defend drug dealers,
you can defend
prostitutes, you can defend any of a number of business models that avoid reporting income and don't pay the obligation, if that's where you want to go.
If you want to offer that as an amendment to this bill that we...
I don't intend to offer any amendments to the bill at all. The
okay.
point is, this bill does not create any new tax liability at all.
Liability.
It doesn't create any avoid any exemptions that presently exist. It doesn't create any, not one single new dime, I believe, of new taxes are created to the state of Missouri with this bill. None. All it does is it permits a voluntary mechanism that allows the collection of taxes that are already do. And any suggestion that to try to defend models that enhance tax avoidance is somehow a defense of noble citizens who are going about their business trying to do the right thing and get a little savings here, you can apply that to every black market transaction that exists in America.
I don't think the purchase of clothing on the internet currently would be considered a black market purchase. Okay?
The rationale is the same, Senator. This is now the second time
you have risen to defend this, and your position is very clearly stated that you support Missourians paying more to their government by way of taxes. So
that's absolutely not true.
Your position has been made very
that
clear.
That's absolutely false.
No. The reason why
no, no,
I
no.
Was,
what
I
support,
Senator,
what
was
I
to
support,
make sure there weren't any other tax
no, no,
increases
no, no, no.
in this bill.
What I support is a system that allows those who make sales to voluntarily participate in the collection of the taxes
that
are already owed.
You know what that sounds like to me, Senator? A distinction without a difference. That's what that sounds like to me.
Well, it's a distinction with a substantial difference.
Okay.
And you apparently believe that tax avoidance is something that Missouri should pursue. The avoidance of the payment of taxes that are already due is something that should be pursued by every Missourian as vigorously as possible.
Okay. I've already said
thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you.